Proclamation number 2448, dated the August 13th, 1942. Inner Earth activity. Eruptions. Over the course of time, changes occurred on Earth, both in the interior as well as on the surface of Earth. These are the result of the uninterrupted rotations around its own axis, which caused shifts, and the elevations and depressions they created are still changing even now. That is, they're still shifting locally. Thus the Earth does not retain its external shape but has already gone through the most diverse alterations, even though its structure has remained the same. In contrast, the Earth's interior is constantly active and also triggers changes on the surface of the Earth from within. This can be noticed in the vegetation which, throughout millennia, has also changed and will never remain the same, even though these changes do not happen over a short period of time and therefore cannot be observed by people during their life on Earth. These changes generally occur so slowly and are barely noticeable to the eye, and therefore require a very long time. However, every now and then unbridled activity erupts in the interior of the Earth and sudden transformations manifest themselves which cause immense destructions on the Earth's surface and signify fear and horror for people. In the case the hitherto solid form dissolves and, incapable of withstanding the elements' violent activity inside the Earth, is pushed with enormous force from the inside of the Earth to the surface where it spreads out and, in a completely new environment, tries to adapt itself to the existing mass of Earth or to creations in nature. Such elementary eruptions also understandably result in a complete transformation on the Earth's surface. They destroy the existing environment, revoke people's established order and result in inconceivable chaos which causes severe confusion and anguish in people because they are unable to cope with such eruptions and are thereby thrown into entirely different living conditions. However, a transformation of the Earth's surface has become necessary, although it can only be spiritually explained, since, from an earthly point of view, there is no recognizable progress in such a transformation, only a destruction and annihilation of what exists. But spiritually it is hugely significant. The spiritual substance from within the Earth pushes upwards. It wants to start its process of development in the form. And it will need to live through countless phases until the spiritual substance can reach the final stage of its embodiment on Earth. Having been bound in the hardest form for an unimaginably long time, the still undeveloped spiritual substance is given a certain amount of freedom so that it can release itself from this solid form, which it subsequently does with elementary force. People experience this manifestation of strength as a natural disaster which is, depending on its extent, more or less devastating for them. Although all spiritual substances will be constrained again, at first they will nevertheless inundate the plant and animal world and, to an even greater degree, people, by disturbing their tranquility and posing a grave danger to them. It takes a very long time before such a change on the Earth's surface takes place, because it cannot happen arbitrarily, but only with God's permission, which He gives when the higher development of the spiritual beings grinds to a halt. That is, when the being is in possession of free will and free will is no longer made use of. Then a balance must come about. And this happens when the still immature spiritual substance pushes the already further advanced spiritual substance into further phases of development, so that the latter will soon attain possession of free will. For this reason, the Earth will always have to expect such changes from time to time and in different places, which have their natural origin in the constant activity of the elements in the interior of the earth. Hence, the enlightened person understands natural disasters, for he not only realizes the earthly, but also the spiritual necessity for this very same occurrence, and will always look upon them as God's reign. He is aware of the necessity for higher development of the spiritual substances as well as of the being's low spiritual state, which animates the earth in the final external form, and of the opportunity for their deliverance. Yet such natural events, which result in immense destruction, are incomprehensible to unenlightened people, and neither do they recognize the spiritual nor the earthly value. Consequently, they will be horror-struck when the earth's interior begins to move and they find themselves utterly helpless and at the mercy of the raging of the elements. Nevertheless, that which was decided from the very beginning will come to pass without fail as soon as the Creator of heaven and earth deems the time to be right. Amen.